Welcome to The Brief from Verity. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. Israeli's defense minister says no choice but to retaliate against Iran. Yoav Gallant, Israeli's defense minister, told U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin that Israel has no choice but to respond to Iran's attack over the weekend. The U.S., emphasizing de-escalation, opposes further strikes. Pro-Israel advocates insist on Israel's right to defend itself and argue for necessary retaliation, while the pro-establishment view warns such actions would only escalate regional tensions, urging diplomatic resolutions instead. Pro-Palestine advocates, meanwhile, say this is a distraction from Israeli war crimes in Gaza. Police identify the Sydney Mall stabbing attacker. Joel Couchy is identified as the assailant in Sydney's Bondi Junction Mall stabbing, who killed six and injured several others on Saturday. Police say his actions stemmed from severe mental health issues, not terrorism. Some blame systemic mental health support failures and inadequate police monitoring for this tragedy, while others push for stricter weapons restrictions, highlighting the potential for preventing future mass casualties. A bishop and three others are injured in a Sydney church stabbing. A knife attack during a Sydney Mass injured four, including Bishop Mar-Marie Emmanuel. Some speculate the attack may have been a hate crime against the Christian community, while others stress exploring personal motives against Emmanuel, given his divisive influence. In India, Narendra Modi's party releases its election manifesto. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's election manifesto promises robust economic growth and development, positioning India among the world's largest economies. Supporters on the right praise the manifesto for its focus on welfare and development, while critics on the left argue it skirts substantial economic reforms, suggesting it's more rhetorical than transformative. A Ukrainian commander claims the Eastern Front has deteriorated significantly. Ukraine's front lines are reportedly suffering as Russian forces make significant advances. Pro-establishment advocates stress the urgent need for increased Western military support to counter Russian advances. Pro-Russia critics say experienced Ukrainian fighters know what awaits them and are sending new troops out to die. The jury selection begins in Trump's hush money trial. Former President Donald Trump faces a trial over alleged hush money payments. Pro-Trump supporters decry the trial as a politically motivated attack aiming to undermine him. Critics argue that the trial is crucial for upholding legal accountability, stressing the need to address alleged corruption. U.S. news organizations call for Biden and Trump to commit to presidential debates. Major news outlets urge presidential debate commitments from Biden and Trump, emphasizing the tradition's importance. Pro-Trump advocates claim Biden's staffers are shielding him from a debate through fear of embarrassment. Democrats worry a debate could become a platform for misinformation, particularly criticizing Trump's previous debate conduct. Biden used donor funds to pay his legal bills. President Joe Biden reportedly used $2 million in donor funds for legal bills, drawing criticism amid his previous censure of similar practices by Trump. Democrats argue the spending is a necessary part of campaign finance realities. Republicans accuse Biden of hypocrisy. An Australian government staffer is found liable for rape. A civil case finds former Australian government staffer Bruce Lehrman liable for raping colleague Brittany Higgins. Critics of Lehrman emphasize that justice was served despite the criminal case's dismissal. Meanwhile, media critics argue the case highlights an excessive trial by media, stressing the importance of legal due process. Germany recommended to legalize abortion up to 12 weeks. A German commission recommends legalizing abortion within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Pro-choice advocates praise the move as aligning with international standards and protecting women's rights. Conservative critics argue current laws suffice, stressing the ethical implications of expanding abortion rights. And that was The Brief for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. For more from Verity, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.